We're still learning how to understand certain aspects of science and mechanics. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Larry M. Silverberg, professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering at North Carolina State University, discusses one such area of study.
Modern mechanics is about the broadening of classical mechanics into the realms of both electromagnetism and quantum mechanics. What unites them is the vector field, an idea that many find obscure. Let's see why it can actually make a lot of sense. Think about the force of gravity. In modern mechanics, it's a field that radiates out into space. The field diminishes in strength with distance from its source. It's an action that does not depend on the masses of surrounding bodies. Classical mechanics is different. It employs a force that interacts with the surrounding body, that depends on the surrounding body's mass. You'll see that this difference is precisely why modern mechanics made more sense than classical mechanics. First, consider Galileo's Leaning Tower of Pisa experiment. Two bodies of different mass fall from the top of a tower with the same acceleration. Strange, because in classical mechanics, force equals mass times acceleration. One would think that the mass should play a role. In modern mechanics, the action force equates to the surrounding body's acceleration. The surrounding body's masses are not involved, so one naturally expects their accelerations to be the same. Now consider the Earth orbiting the Sun. In classical mechanics, the interaction forces on the Sun and the Earth are the same. However, the Sun's mass is huge compared to the Earth's mass. In modern mechanics, the Sun's action force is indeed huge compared to the Earth's action force, in proportion to their masses, as one would expect. So modern mechanics, by how it predicts the accelerations of falling and orbiting bodies, is indeed intuitive, even though at one time it was almost against common sense.
That was Larry M. Silverberg of North Carolina State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.